1450 AM, 103.5 FM, and we're streaming through our website, BighornMountainRadio.com. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me in studio this morning is Wyoming Poet Laureate and local children's author, Gene Galliano. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning.
We appreciate you taking some time today, and you've got four new books you're unveiling, and we'll talk about those in a moment. But tomorrow, you've got a book signing at the Johnson County Library. Tell us about that.
Well, it's, as you said, at the library, and it's from 4 to 6. There will be refreshments, prizes, and some really good prizes.
And how do people, how do you go about giving out those prizes? They just sign up and you draw names?
Oh, that's too easy. They have to come in. They purchase a book, they get a ticket, it goes in the container, and then we'll choose at the end of the day.
Do we want to talk about the prizes?
Yeah, because there's some awesome stuff there. There's a, what do you call it? It's a...
Do you need the list?
Yeah. I've got the list here. The first one is the hard one for me. It's a kettle pizza. It's a deluxe pizza oven conversion kit that you can use on an outdoor grill, which I thought was great, and I'd never heard of it.
Yeah.
And that was donated by Ace. I have a pendant that was donated by silversmith Amy Gonzalez. I have a gift certificate, a rather nice one, from Lee from the breadboard, and a certificate from Sagewood. Margaret helped that. And then a donor whose name we will not mention gave a gift certificate for Omaha Steaks. And that is a fabulous one. So it's a lot of good things there. Should be a lot of fun. Like I said, the refreshments, hopefully a lot of people will show up.
And of course, they get to come out and see Gene Galliano in the flesh.
Yeah, while he's still while he's still walking this earth.
So that's happening tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m., Johnson County Library. Come on out and see that. Let's talk about the books. And you've got two new books that are K through third grade, My Veggie Friends in Little Hawaii.
Right. Those books are, like he said, for K through 3. And the one that I'm most excited about is My Veggie Friends, because I did the artwork. I used construction paper, wallpaper, and made the little creatures. And, of course, I wrote the poems that go with it. And in the book, there's the characters, for example, Patsy Pepper. And underneath, there's a picture of the real vegetable. And I got to thinking about this one day. You know, things like... Let me look here. Angela asparagus. Some kids don't know what asparagus is, and they don't like it if they do know.
Delicious.
So, yeah, I made Angela asparagus, and she's quite attractive. And there's a picture of asparagus at the bottom. And there's some interesting facts within the poems. So that, I'm really fond of that book. Little Hawaii has some interesting photos from the islands. I've been there, and... my editor actually took these photos, and they're quite bright. So, two good books.
For so what? Tell us a little bit about Little Hawaii. Is it just sort of facts about Hawaii itself?
Yes. They're little poems. It was supposed to be like Little Wyoming, but the editor didn't do it the way I envisioned it. So, it's got a picture of a pineapple, and it just happens to be by the shore of the ocean. And the little poem says, a favorite fruit, yellow and sweet, fresh or juiced, a delicious treat. And the child was supposed to guess, but they put the the word pineapple at the top. But it's a colorful little book, and I noticed the other day with some sales, they're attracted to it. And on the cover, it's interesting because there's a boy kind of surfing, laying on this board, and right next to him is a turtle on the shore. Oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, absolutely.
The two books that I'm really excited about, especially for school kids, let's go back here a second. My very first book was called The Secret of the Black Widow, and it takes place in 1890 here in Buffalo, Wyoming. It went over really well all over the state because fourth grade, they teach Wyoming history.
Okay.
And so this takes place in Buffalo. It's a really good book, and... it was actually nominated for an Indian Paintbrush Award. It didn't win, but it was nominated. That's a nomination by the kids. I like it a lot. And the teachers liked it a lot. But they'd always ask me, and I've done 185 schools as of this last week. And they'll say, do you still have Secret of the Black Widow? I said, no, I don't. So I finally got the rights back, republished it with a new cover, and that's the story of that book. So I got to thinking when that was coming out, I should write a sequel. And I did, and it's called The Ice Cave Mystery. And within that story, a long time ago, I was at the museum and I saw a picture of Wildcat Tom. And he was in a picture with a coyote and a wolf. And I found out as much information as I could about him. He really did exist. He lived on the shores of Clear Creek near town. And I thought, someday he'll be in a book. Well, he made it into this book. And one of the things that I found out in doing The Ice Cave Mystery, but not until the book came out, was that many years ago, I found out from a local here who lived here, who was 93 and lived here since birth, that the ice cave actually was a large cave. She used to go down there with her teenage friends, and they would party in there.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
So when I heard about it when I came to Buffalo many years ago, I had to check it out. Well, it was kind of disappointing because it had caved in, and it's not quite what it used to be. But it's still kind of fascinating, and if you see it like in early spring when there are ice stalactites and stalagmites, it's neat. So that character was woven into the story of The Ice Cave Mystery. And according to my editor, she thinks that's the best thing I've ever written.
Wow.
And it is a good story. I mean, I feel good about it. I feel good about all my books. I want quality books to be out there. You know, sometimes you go to the stores and you see there's a lot of junk out there. So I'm done babbling about the books.
Well, that's what we're here for, to babble about the books. So four new books. Again, two new K through third grade books, My Veggie Friends and Little Hawaii. Two new 4th through 7th grade books, Secret of the Black Widow, is actually a reprint, correct?
Right.
And then the sequel, Ice Cave Mystery. And, of course, people can get those at the book signing tomorrow night, but where else are your books available?
They're usually available at, it depends, In Color, the Museum, Prescription Shop, and Cornerstone. That's usually the places you can go.
Okay. And, of course, people can get them tomorrow night. Again, there's a book signing at the Johnson County Library, 4 to 6 p.m. Prizes and refreshments available. And, of course, Gene Galliano and his four new books as well. And, Gene, before we let you go here this morning, let's talk a little bit about sort of the process of a book. It starts off as an idea. You have a rough draft. You get it written. But once you write it, that's not the end of it, is it?
Oh, no. The editors get a hold of it, and they will try to make it as best as it can be. When I go to schools, I tell the kids, you know, it's like your teacher. When they hand back the paper and say, you know, if you should work on this or that.
All these red marks all over it.
Yeah, well, we get away from that. At least I did.
See me after class.
Yeah. But they are trying to improve the writing. And sometimes it's a long process. When my first book, Seas for Cowboy, that took a year and a half. It was written, but you have to keep going back. You have to meet a certain number of words for each page. Now, of course, that's nonfiction. And all. And one of the things I didn't mention is these two, Ice Cave and Secret, they take place in Buffalo during 1890, which is, of course, when we became a state. So there's a lot of historical information in there as well. And so I'm really pushing that because fourth grade is the grade in Wyoming where they teach Wyoming history.
Cool.
So, yeah. The process, though, once it's done, like with these last two books, they send it back to me. I give me a proof, and I have to go through, read it word by word. And if I see any errors or things that I think shouldn't be there, I make a comment on it. And sometimes the editor and the author will disagree, but I've been very fortunate to work with people who are open-minded. And sometimes they win, and sometimes I win.
So sometimes that was going to be my next question. If editors say, well, maybe you should do this or that, you don't always agree, and then how does it come down to decide what happens? Is it in the end you're the author and you get to make that call?
We get to talk back and forth and give our reasons why we have it that way.
Okay.
And in one of the books, the editor was, well, you know, you're using this kind of slang, the way they all talk and, you know, in the West and stuff. And I said, well, that's how it was. That's the way they spoke. And so they go along with it.
Okay.
And then my one editor is a real picky person about punctuation and things like that. And that's always hard for me, I think. So I usually take her suggestions. What's in now that used to be or not used to be?
So then you got to find editors that you trust.
Yeah, you have to trust them. And I've been very fortunate to work with about four, who are really good.
Okay. Do you know how many books you've put out?
The last two here, the history books, historical, that's 21 and 22. I have a new poetry book under contract for adults, and that'll be 23. I'm writing a sequel to my Veggie Friends, which is going to be called My Fruity Friends. And I've got eight characters done for that. And then I'm writing another story that's based on the flood that took place here in 1912 in Buffalo.
Okay.
And I've got a chapter and a half on that.
So it seems like right now you're into, of course, the children's books, but then sort of local historical type books as well.
Yeah, it's a fascinating place to live.
Yeah.
And so that's, I thought, why not focus in on that? And again, I saw it was the Johnson County Library, going there and going to the museum, the Jim Gatzel Museum, where I see these big pictures of what happened in those days. It just blew me away, and I thought, someday I got to write about that.
Inspired you.
It did inspire me. So that's what happened.
Excellent. So again, the book signing is coming up tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. at the Johnson County Library. Prizes and refreshments available. Of course, you can purchase the four new books. Are you going to have other books with you as well?
I decided to bring all the books because so many people say, oh, I've got your book. And I said, which one? Seeds for Cowboy. I said, do you know that I have more? Oh, no, they have not a clue, because it's very difficult to get people to come to book signings. For one thing, there's so much going on, and a lot of it is sports, you know, and parents take kids to sports events and things, and that's good, but you can't get them to come to see the new books.
Yeah. Well, we'll get some people out there for you tomorrow.
I'm sure you will, and I appreciate your help.
Of course. 4 to 6 p.m. at the Johnson County Library. Excuse me. See Gene Galliano, Wyoming Poet Laureate and children's author. Now, you've been the Wyoming Poet Laureate for a while. What exactly does that mean?
Well, it gave me the opportunity to read at the Governor's Arts Awards banquets about five times, to judge the Poetry Out Loud contest. And my favorite is going to the legislature and reading to them. And it was always fun because they always wanted me back because I made them think. I made them laugh, especially. I always left them laughing. And it touched the hearts. I always chose selections that would do all three of those things. And I did that, I think, four times for the legislature and five times for the Governor's Arts Awards banquet.
Excellent. So is there like a term limit, like you're poet laureate for this amount of time, or how does that work?
It's been up to the governor.
Okay.
And I'm guessing that it won't be much longer. There are a lot of other wonderful writers out there that deserve a chance as well.
Congratulations on that. I know it's been a while, but congratulations. And again, check him out 4 to 6 tomorrow for the book signing at the Johnson County Library. Gene Galliano. Gene, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you for your support.
Absolutely. And everybody, keep those radio dials right here. KBBS.